USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 100 congressional Republicans demanded Thursday that the Department of Homeland Security detail its plans for dealing with a new caravan of migrants making its way through southern Mexico at this hour. In a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, it's being reported that the lawmakers were deeply concerned about the situation and warned that border agents are already overworked, undermanned, and undersupplied as a result of Biden's open border policy. In the past year alone, U.S. Border Patrol has recorded nearly 1.7 million migrant apprehensions at the southern border. Democrats in the House appear to be on the verge of advancing President Biden's $1.85 trillion partisan social spending bill and the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill if they can push it to a vote. Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi noted Thursday that the overall partisan package will be fully paid for. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As President Biden called paying illegal immigrant families hundreds of thousands of dollars by being separated at the border in 2018 a garbage story, his White House spokesperson says Biden is okay with payments. Republican Texas Congressman Jody Arrington on Newsmax says the mixed messaging is confusing at best.
Well, it's getting harder for his staff to clean up his messes. He's disconnected from the administration that is rogue, but certainly operating under the guidance of opening the border, not holding people accountable. So, you know, it would only make sense when not only are you not enforcing the laws, not only have you removed all the effective provisions for securing the border and stopping illegal immigration, but you're also working in this massive tax and spend bill to provide 8 million people who crossed into our country illegally amnesty and a pathway to citizenship.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the now-debunked Steele dossier was used by American officials to spy on a Republican presidential campaign, another arrest is starting to put the pieces together. Igor Deshenko was arrested on 5 counts of lying to the FBI on Thursday. A Hillary Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman, was arrested on similar charges in September. So will this lead directly to Hillary Clinton? Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News Thursday believes it will.
This indictment is the one that finally puts into place, components of this conspiracy that were only speculation. The fact that this is rooted deeply in two operatives that were coming together and trying to assist each other in coming up with a file that they could use to take down a candidate and then eventually a president was so deeply rooted in the Clinton campaign. Well, you have two individuals that were utilized in both Bill Clinton's campaign, and then you have Hillary Clinton and their campaign that are utilizing them. Payments being made through lawyers, the law firm of the campaign, to individuals. So what you now see are both sides of the conspiracy. You see where it came from, and you see those that were operating inside the conspiracy to fabricate out of whole cloth facts that they knew would be damaging to an up-and-coming candidate. This is an individual you prosecute as early as you can and get into discussions about him exposing others in order to save his hide from federal prison.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.